Oh, so, you know, I've been at the college for about 21 years, and Harry's been there probably twice as long as me, and just so proud of him, not just the impact that he's obviously had on the baseball teams that have come through, the young men that he's mentored and coached, but also a lot of people don't realize the difference he's made on our fitness center. And just even when I came in, he was just handing the reins over to Mr. Jim Keats as the athletic director. So he even spent some time as the athletic director at Santa Fe. When I became the AD, Jim Keats, the former athletic director, retired now, said, "Hey, you know, what do you think about this?" And I said, "Well, let me see what everybody else thinks." And so it's just a great way to give back to somebody who's given so much to Santa Fe College, just with time and effort and just the impact he's had. So that's sort of how it developed.
For those who maybe want to attend the ceremony, let folks know when, where, all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Well, as you know, baseball is an outdoor sport, so we are hoping the way we have scheduled it is for 10:30 to 11:30 brunch at the baseball field, followed by a noon first pitch for our baseball team. We've combined it with an alumni day, and so we're excited to welcome back not just people that would love to see Harry honored, but also our alumni from all of our different sports. Now, the problem with baseball, as we all know, there may be rain on Saturday.
Right.
So if that happens, we will still have the brunch and the ceremony. We'll just move it to the gymnasium. And we're excited to have a lot of people return to the college who have had an impact over the years that Harry was there, as well as I've received some neat notes from different organizations, professionally and collegiately, who just want to thank Harry. Most of our audience may not know, but he's in the National Baseball Hall of Fame, and just has had a bigger impact than just here in Gainesville. So if people want to contribute, they can shoot me an email that I'll throw in his keepsake box. But we're just excited to honor him.
Yeah, go ahead and give us the email.
Chanda, Chanda, .Stebbins, Stebbins, at sfcollege.edu. And, of course, if they're local and they're able to attend, you can just bring a wonderful card to throw in his keepsake box. But this man has impacted me as an administrator and certainly impacted a lot of our student-athletes and specifically our baseball players. So we're just fortunate to give him some honor.
And, Chanda, you look at it's been a good start to the baseball season, right?
Yeah, baseball's off to a good start. Right now, I believe, if I'm not incorrect, they've only lost twice, and both of those times were to a Georgia school. I was talking to Coach Wiggs the other day, you know, as much as it is great to have, like, a season last year where I think they started off, I can't remember, 33-0 or, you know, some crazy number like that. Really the important thing in any sport is to be playing well at tournament time. And mm-hmm. So as the guys and him figure out who they can count on for different things and you know, who the Friday night starter is, you know, all that kind of stuff for baseball, and they have time to figure it out, but it's nice to see them playing well early as well.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. And next, I'm going to get Harry Tholen here, the man. So I appreciate you doing this, and it's good to talk to you, and we're going to talk to Harry. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
You got it, Chanda. Thank you. All right. Now let's bring in the man who will have his name on the field at Santa Fe College Baseball, their longtime coach, Harry Tholen. Harry, how in the heck are you, my friend?
I am doing well, Steve. I can remember way back when you were a young coach in Newberry, and you asked me to come on out to work with some of your players.
You
and
bet.
I still remember that.
I remember that too, Harry, and I've always been appreciative because you always did things like that for a lot of different people. When did you first get notified of this, and when you were notified of it, what was your reaction?
Well, about 2 weeks ago at one of the restaurants here in town, and I was shocked. I had no idea this was coming. I guess I was just speechless. I had no idea. Chanda and Johnny both sat down with me at lunch and said, "This is what we're going to do." So that's how I found out.
Interesting. What are your memories of coaching there?
At Santa Fe?
Yes.
Oh, boy, I have so many fond memories. Personally, getting a chance to coach my own son, Jeff. Also, his older brother, Eric, may he rest in peace, was our manager. Dealing with so many good local players and being watching them grow up, become men in all different types of occupations today, everything from medicine to military to teachers to Major League Baseball players, minor league baseball players, you name it.
Larry Tyree wanted me to ask you who your favorite AD was.
Oh, guys, I know I'm going to get killed on the golf course if I don't. It's Larry.
Yeah, he just emailed in, so I said I would do that for him. You know, I think the wonderful thing, Harry, is that it's Alumni Day, too, and hopefully a lot of your former players will come back. That, to me, I mean, wins and losses are great, but, you know, mentoring young people, watching athletes and players grow, isn't that what coaching's all about?
That's what it's all about. When I first started coaching, you were a teacher coach, and today you're just a coach. I'm not saying just a coach. But every job I had up until 1995, I taught classes and then I coached. And then from 95 on, I became strictly a coach.
Does the coaching ever get – I know Wigsy was here and he said that you still help out. Does the coaching ever leave you?
Well, for me it hasn't, because I just turned 80 and I can remember my very first – in 1968 – I got hired at Illinois State as an assistant because they weren't paying anything, and my head coach took me to an ABCA national convention. 52 years later, I am still attending those conventions each year and keep learning baseball.
That's just incredible. Let me close with this, Harry. You know, throughout your great career, you've mentored a lot of people. What was the best thing about being a coach for you?
Best thing was helping young people, to help them find a way in life, and it was great. You know, obviously I'm in the NJCA Hall of Fame and the ABCA, but that's only because I've been around so many good people who've helped guide me, and so that I could help young people be the best that they could be.
You did it well, my friend. This is an honor that's richly deserved. Again, this is going to be Saturday, where they're going to name the field at Santa Fe College after longtime baseball coach Harry Tholen. I hope I get a chance to stop by and see you, Harry. But thank you for letting everybody know about this. And enjoy the day. Enjoy the time. I'm sure you'll see a lot of your former players. So congratulations, my friend. Richly deserved.
Thank you, Steve. And the best to you.
You got it, Harry. Thank you. I'm glad he told